Exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news, scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome into Light the Lamp. I'm joined today in the Paul Kariya studio by the newest retiree from the NHL, Jakob Silfverberg. Jakob, it's only been a little bit of time, but how are things going?
I mean, they're good. Stay at home dad for now. I mean, lots of time with the kids. It's always a great time of the year when you feel like you miss so much, obviously during the season with travel and whatnot. But being able to be home with the kids now, take them to the pool and play a little bit of golf, obviously it's a lot of fun.
I'm sure it'll take a couple weeks too, and once you move back home for it to really hit you.
Yeah, I mean, I've always kind of said, a lot of people have asked me, and I think that when it really, it's going to like be like the moment you kind of realize it, I think it is when obviously go back home for the summer, and then August, September starts to hit, and a lot of guys that you like play skate with and work out with, they start heading back here, and we'll obviously be staying in Sweden. So I think that's going to be the moment where it really like starts to sink in that we're obviously not coming back here to play anymore, but get to play at home at least, which will be a lot of fun. But I think that's definitely going to be a how moment when guys are leaving and we're staying. So yeah, it'll be weird.
As far as the plan for the summer, you mentioned to me before this that you're going to be here till July.
Late July, and then
you head back home for good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would be weird. We kind of talked a little bit before, and I said, like, just kind of selling off stuff. Sold the car yesterday, sold the house a couple months ago, and just trying to slowly but surely, so we don't load everything up towards the end, just try to get rid of as much stuff as we possibly can. So being overseas, or whatever you call it, for 12 years, 1 year in Ottawa and 11 years here. So no matter how you do it, you're gonna end up with a lot of stuff. So I've realized that, but my wife's been awesome. She started it even as soon as we got here this year almost, because we knew this was obviously probably gonna end up with us moving home. So I've been doing a little bit time by time to not overload it, but like I said, at the end of the day, there's a lot of stuff. So yeah,
anything that you want to make sure you do before you head out here in Orange County? I mean, you've been here for a long time. I'm sure you have a favorite couple spots in the area that you want to make sure you get to.
I mean, for me personally, I kind of said that I like to play some of the golf courses. So actually last week I went up to Pebble and play there.
Oh, that was awesome. Really cool.
And I also like to go down to Torrey Pines and play there, so I still have a few more weeks for that. So but other than that, for the kids, I mean, we've been to Legoland a couple times, we've been to Disneyland a couple times. That's always appreciated. So they like that, so I'm sure we'll stop by at those parks when we have the time. So but other than that, just kind of soak it all in. We have some friends kind of outside hockey that we're trying to spend some extra time with now, since it'd be tough to see them once we move home. But yeah, that's about it.
How was your round at Pebble?
It was actually really good. I'm not a terrific golfer. I'm an okay golfer. I was a little worried going up there. I haven't really played in heavy wind.
Oh.
And it was pretty windy up there, but it was a good challenge. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of golf. We were up, we played one round Wednesday, two rounds on Thursday. So it was a lot of golf in a short amount of time, but it was awesome. Weather was great. A little windy, but it was good.
Finally getting a little bit warmer here in SoCal. As you mentioned, pool weather for the kids as well. But let's start by the beginning of your NHL career. I mean, coming to, you know, play in the National Hockey League, starting in Ottawa, going back 12 years in the NHL. Is it hard to believe that it was that many years playing?
Yeah, definitely. When you say it, it sounds crazier than it feels. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you said, 12 years is a long time. Once you're kind of caught up in it, you don't really think too much about it. But obviously, saying it out loud, it's kind of like, yeah, that's a long time. That's a good career. So But it's, I think it's tough to, even still now, it's kind of tough to appreciate it once you're in it. You don't, you just kind of go almost day by day and year by year sort of thing. So, but it's been a long time. It's been a lot of fun too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've enjoyed it. I like to think that my family's enjoyed it too. And my wife's been on the journey the whole time. And obviously the kids here as of late too. So, it's been a lot of fun.
When you think back to those early days in Ottawa, do you remember your NHL debut and the big moments early from those days?
Yeah, I mean it's a while, but I think my debut was kind of special because I mean, so I played the full season in Sweden. Mm-hmm. We finished playoffs and we actually ended up winning the championship my last year back home, and then after that season, I flew over and got in time towards late first round. The Ottawa played Rangers, and I actually played game 6 and game 7 in the playoffs. And that was my first two games. A little bit of a wild ride going from obviously finishing the season back in full season in Sweden, winning the championship. And then 3 days after that, basically on a plane to Ottawa. And I wasn't even sure that the message was never clear to whether I was supposed to play or just kind of come over and watch and see how it is. But kind of quickly as I got there, I realized that I was supposed to play too. So it was kind of wild going from big rink, never really played on a small rink, and jumping right into game 6. We were up 3-2 in games. I came in game 6 and 7 and we lost both, unfortunately. So it was a quick one week trip to Ottawa, played 2 games and then back home again. But I don't think I'll ever forget that. It was pretty memorable, though. But it was a lot of stuff happening in a short amount of time. So I think the brain would just kind of go in and overload, obviously. So it was, but that was my debut.
And then you had, you know, the lockout season. So it certainly changed some things on that end. But what was that experience like?
I signed, and then I stayed in Sweden and came over for playoffs. I burned a year on my rookie contract. So I made a commitment to say, because you knew that the lockout was kind of up in the air. Some guys decided to stay in Sweden during the lockout, but I made a commitment or whatever you want to say that no matter what happened, I'll come over. And if it'd be AHL, that'd be a good time to kind of learn the systems and whatnot. So we came over and obviously the lockout happened. So we had a full on training camp down in Binghamton at the time. A lot of Swedish players there. Mika was there. A couple other guys was there too. So it was good for me. And they had been there for a little bit too, a year or two. So kind of showing me around a little bit. So AHL at that time was an unbelievable league. It's still a good league, but even then a lot of young talent was there. So there were some tough games, and I definitely needed that. I think my first games, 10 games in Binghamton was really bad. I haven't seen the tape. I used to remember I felt like this is hard.
Oh no.
I think that was a good time for me. I ended up being 34 games or something, and then January lockout ended and we had a short camp up in Ottawa, and then after that shortened season started with Ottawa, and then ever since, or whatever you call it, was up in Ottawa, and then obviously Anaheim after that. But I kind of happy that lockout happened, because it gave me, like I said, it gave me a chance to kind of adapt to playing on small ice on a little bit lower level than NHL. So it was good for me.
Who were some of the people that helped you in your transition?
I mean, I think that we had Luke Richardson was our head coach, and I think that was his first head coaching job, if I'm not remember it incorrectly. And he was really good to me. I remember that he kept ensuring me, because I don't know how long it went, but it went a while before I scored and being into even had any points. And he just kept telling me like, hey, don't get frustrated. Like you're going to play, you're going to keep playing. Yeah. You're going to be on the power play. Don't worry about this. And then before I knew it, I think I scored 8 games in a row or something like that. It kind of got going, but it definitely took me 10 games or so to kind of get my feet wet, whatever you call it. But he was always really good at, like, and I mean, this is 12 years ago, not that it's like long time ago, but it was a little bit harsher back then than it is today. So, but he was kind of on that new age and just making sure that I was just get comfortable. Like, you still keep playing, you're still going to keep playing. Don't worry about it. Like it'll happen. So I think that was a big key for me. It could have easily been the other way, to where the coach would be like, what are you doing? Like, you're supposed to be like, big player here, like you're supposed to do this and this and this and this, and then before you know it, you'll be on a plane back to Sweden. Mm-hmm. So no, it was good. Yeah, it was good.
Do you remember the moment when you scored your first goal?
I remember NHL for sure. Mm-hmm. AHL, I'm not 100% sure.
But the NHL goal. NHL,
yeah, it was the second game we started in. Our first game with Ottawa was in Winnipeg, and then the second game of the season was at home against Florida. Nothing fancy at all. It was kind of, I think we were up 4-1 or 4-0. It was 2.5 minutes left, and just because it passed, I was kind of on the face off dot, got a pass from the corner, and just a quick shot. I think it went 5-hole or kind of like it went out along the ice, but it went in. So obviously a good feeling.
Yeah, certainly. And then of course you have been known for your shootout goal, for your shootouts. Yeah. You know, thinking back on some of those goals that you scored on that end, you know, some of them just in watching the highlight reels of them now, especially because I know a lot of those videos came up with your retirement. Yeah. What do you remember, you know, from some of those moments?
I mean, not trying to complicate it. I think I did the same move. I don't know how many times.
Yeah. You know? That quick shot.
Yeah. Just quick shot. Just keep it simple. Mm-hmm. And obviously I was on a good roll there for a while. And I mean, I did the same move in Sweden too. I just kind of come in, take the edge out a little bit, come in at a little bit of an angle, and then just trying to like get it off as quickly as possible. I think I had a coach or someone tell me when I was really young to make sure you have like one shot and make sure you get really good at it. And I favorite shooting high glove, and I started doing that, and it worked for a long time. I just kept doing it, and just kind of rode that wave, it worked for a long time. Unfortunately, the mojo kind of fell off, and I think I went 0-for-7 in my last 7 or something, but it happened. But no, it was a good run.
Thinking back to the day that you were traded to Anaheim, was that a surprise to you?
Yeah, it was. and that's the same thing coming from Sweden. I don't think I quite understand like the whole system when I was younger, how it works here with trades and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't exist in Sweden. It happens maybe a little bit more now, but not really. Even you can't physically call it a trade. Like players have to agree and terminate the contract or whatnot. So it's a lot different. And it's definitely not something I had in mind at all. Even I remember sitting at exit meetings and getting a lot of promising words that this is looking good for kind of the future. We're really happy and yada, yada, yada. And then going home and kind of at midsummer, a month and a half into it, when I've been home, just basically getting a phone call and saying, you've been traded and best of luck. So it's kind of weird. And like I said, my first year was the lockout year. So never visited the West Coast at all. We only played on the East Coast. So I got traded to Anaheim and generally had basically no idea who's playing or where he even was at the map. I remember my agent was super excited because it's in California, and I was kind of like, what's that even mean?
Basically, it's so far away.
I was like, that's so far from home. That's another 6 hours from Sweden. So it came as a shock. But I was lucky enough to, when I came here, Victor Fast was playing here, played against him a little bit in Sweden and played some with him in the national team. So knew him a little bit. And I was lucky to have him here.
So he was a big part of your transition here then.
I'd like to think that I was kind of attached to him the first full season, just kind of having him showing around, driving him into the rink and whatnot, and just kind of clinging on to him. I was lucky to have him there.
What advice did he give you? Any advice that you needed at the time?
I don't know if there's anything. I just remember how many times I've asked him. I kept telling him, I'm so impressed that you know how to drive here without the GPS. I was like, hey, I don't think I'm ever going to learn like the roads and whatnot here, but I think I got a pretty good grasp on it now though. So yeah, but I remember that. I thought that was so cool that he could basically just drive these highways, because not even close to this in Sweden. I'm from a smaller town compared to here, but pretty decent size in Sweden. But yeah, I was impressed by him like navigating around here.
And just a reminder that we have exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L, we make comfort easy to spell.
When you think back to some of the playoff runs that you were a part of with the Ducks, you know, 2015, 2017, playing alongside Cogliano and Kessler as well, what stands out from, you know, those memories that you have? The comeback on Ketela as well, course.
What stands out? I think that's also one of those things that once you get older, you learn how to appreciate it. I think when we're kind of in it, it was just... didn't think too much of it. I mean, I was lucky enough that when I got here, we had a really good team for many years. I don't know if we won the division 4 or 5 years in a row. And like you said, we had those good runs. I don't know if I have any crazy memories. I know we had some good play. I don't know if we swept 4-0, Winnipeg, Calgary, and then played Chicago in the conference final, I think. But obviously, there were some crazy games there. The one you remember, you mentioned, I think that was against Edmonton. Corey Perry scored late, right? Yeah. So, there were some crazy games, and it's definitely something I'm gonna have to kind of read back upon and kind of probably revisit and watch the games. I'm sure I'll do here when I'm fully retired, just kind of to fully like appreciate it even more. Because once you're caught up in it, especially when you're younger, I feel like it'd be different if I was an older guy at the time. But when you're younger, it's just kind of go, and like I said, it's almost like a day by day sort of thing. But yeah, there were some good runs there though.
What was Honda Center like? Just thinking back on some of those playoff games, just how loud it probably was.
I mean, I honestly don't even remember quite frankly. But I mean, I think like even this year, I've noticed that Honda Center has been unbelievable. And we've had some tough stretches this year where we lost some games in a row, and still fans have showed up and been like rocking the building. I think I mentioned it in one of my interviews kind of towards the end of the year that even like players that come here that haven't played here, like play for the team, they're always kind of, they're impressed because they're expecting like a team that hasn't been doing well for a couple years that that the fans will kind of not show up, but they're all impressed and saying like, man, you guys have great fans still. And it's like, yeah, we've been really spoiled here. But going back to in the playoffs, I honestly don't have like a clear picture of it, but I can't imagine it was anything less than it.
Playing with Kessler and Cogliano, what was that like?
I mean, it was cool. We also had a good run there. I mean, our main goal, whatever you call it, like kind of shut down line. Got to see the other team's top lines a lot. And I think Kess was obviously the main guy. He was so good at it. I mean, he was so good at playing kind of that in your face hockey, but he also had super talented offensive as well. He's kind of that grit and taking the puck to the net, going to the net and being tough to play against, not just defensively, but also offensively. And me and Cogs just kind of tagged along, not really tagged along, but we had a good dynamic. Obviously Cogs is still playing, kind of doing the same thing, but good, like unbelievable work ethic and great skater. I always told him he's got to work on his shot, and I stand with him to this day. A little bit of a muffin of his shot, but no.
Still send him that text, hey, you got to work on that.
It's never too late. But obviously we had some amazing time together. I got text from both those guys when this got announced, and we're kind of like, I don't know if you call it reminiscing or whatnot, and saying how that was like definitely a highlight of all three of us careers, just playing together and having those good playoff series. And we didn't make it all the way, but we still had a lot of fun playing together, all three of us. So yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Speaking of that, I mean, I'm sure you got a lot of messages when announced. Any other names that you know, Ducks fans would love to hear?
I don't know. I mean, not to be that guy. No, but there was a lot of messages, and there was guys, obviously some guys that I've played with recently, but also guys that date way, way back, that I really appreciate. It'd be hard to start name dropping because then I feel like I forget some guys, but it was really cool that I have some guys that I haven't spent a ton of time with, but definitely play with, and that goes way back, that still reached out. And I thought that was cool. That was really, I really appreciated that.
Getting to wear an A on your sweater, know, being a leader for this Ducks organization, what did that mean to you as a part of your time here in Anaheim?
I think that's also one of those things that once you're in it, you try not to think too much about it. But it's a great honor. And I think that looking back at it in a couple of years, I'll probably appreciate it even more. But like I said, I was fortunate to have some great leaders that I played with that I kind of learned from, starting with Getzlaf, who's captain here for I don't know how many years, but all the years I was here at least, and just an awesome leader. You knew that he always had like good timing with what to say and when to say it, and not only that, but his how he was playing on the ice. He knew, especially playoff time, if there had to be a big hit to be laid, he would know the perfect time to do it and whatnot, and stand up for teammates. But no, I was fortunate enough to kind of learn from him, and just being allowed or whatever you call it to wear an A, it's a great honor. And I think that looking back at it down the stretcher, I'll probably appreciate it. I still appreciate it a lot, but it'd definitely be. Maybe something I'll mention to my kids or whatnot. Aww. When they're old enough to understand. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. On that end, I mean, being a leader, you were, as Cronin called it, the Swedish mafia leader, the mob boss this year with a lot of the young Swedes on the team. I mean, of course, having Leo join the group this year. But what was it like just getting to bring them in here in Anaheim and take on that leadership role and teach them the ways of the NHL in Southern California?
I mean, I think we've been spoiled having a lot of Swedish players here.
Yeah.
And then when Ricky and Hampus left, it kind of left a void with just me and Lundy. So, but, and then obviously Leah coming in this year, and then later towards the end of the year, Gustav and Lags coming in too. So and I think it's especially with Leo, it's definitely not just me. I think Lundy's been doing a terrific job there too. He's a little closer in the age gap, but I mean, he's been taking care of him, having him over for dinners and whatnot. And but I mean, it's just like with anyone around the rink, I just try to be available. I want guys to always be comfortable to talk to me, and even so just like mess around with me. I don't want guys to feel like they have to be strict or stiff around me. So I think that was the biggest thing for Lee, just make sure that he's comfortable. And he's a confident kid in a really good way.
Yeah.
So I don't think he needed much guidance. I think he could have figured it out on his own, but I'd like to think that it helped a little bit. And like I said, not just me, even Solandi.
It probably helped, getting to meet Leo before even coming to Anaheim at the World Championship.
Yeah, yeah. So. We were kind of joking around about it at the Worlds because none of us knew, I guess, that he was going to end up here, but we knew it was a high chance that he was going to get picked second. So we were kind of joking around about it, said it'd be fun. So didn't hang out a ton with him at the Worlds, but I definitely got to learn, got to know him, because before that I didn't really know who he was. So
thinking back, 820 games that you played in the NHL, a lot of games. When you started in the league, did you have any goals for yourself? Oh, I want to play this amount of games, I want to score this amount of goals, or was it just, are you someone that just takes everything day by day?
I think coming in, I did not have any goals whatsoever. To be honest, my only goal moving over was that before I retire, I want to come back and play back home. So that was like my only one thing that before this is all said and done, I'd like to play back home again. But other than that, not really. The only really goal I had was coming into this year, I knew I wanted to go get to 800 games. That was like my one goal. And that's besides that, not really. So, yeah.
But now you get to go home and play in your hometown.
Yeah.
Just thinking about that, what are the emotions like on that end?
I mean, it's actually really excited.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of, I've said, it kind of helps with this whole like retirement thing that I'm looking forward to the future a lot. It'd be a lot of fun. And they played and they got relegated last season and they had a really good year this year and they just finished playoffs and they won the second league. So they're back into the top league. So I'm really excited for that. It'd be a lot of fun. And I actually can't wait to get going and come back home and meet up with the team and start practicing, working out with them. So I'm really excited for that.
Do you know any of the guys on the team?
There's a couple of guys that I played with while I was there that's still there. Maybe two or three of them. But I mean, I see them a lot in the summers. Most of the guys are in town. So I see them a lot once we start skating and whatnot. So I feel like I know lot of the guys in the team and I'll know the people that kind of work around the team and whatnot. So yeah, feels like home.
Well, we'll be excited to watch you succeed with your new team back home for everyone here. One part that I want to talk about your career too, because I imagine it was kind of a difficult part of your career. Obviously the injuries, you know, having the blood clot, you know, the hip surgery. Thinking back on that time, What were you thinking about just your NHL career, where you were at and just trying to get healthy?
I mean, it was definitely, especially the second claw that I got last summer, that kind of like hit a little bit differently, because obviously the first one you get and you kind of think it's a fluke or whatnot. And then before you know it, you get a second one. So a little bit stressful, and it's definitely something that you kind of, you don't think about it every day, but you almost do. It's kind of weird. You kind of bring it with you. I mean, obviously hockey is a good distraction to it. Try not to think about it like too much, sort of thing. But it's definitely, and it's going to be like an everyday process here, making sure I eat good and stay active and that sort of thing. But obviously the second one was a little bit scarier than the first one, because now we start thinking, what if this is like a reoccurring thing and whatnot. So but I mean, then it could be worse, it could be something else. So try not to think too much about it, but obviously think enough about it that I make sure that I do everything I can to not have another one, sort of with diet and staying active and whatnot. So and the hip surgery too, I don't know how many years that is going on, but it's 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 4 or 5
couple
years ago.
Couple years, yeah.
And that was...
4 maybe.
Yeah, and looking back at it, it's kind of wish I did it sooner, to be honest. I had a couple of years where it didn't feel good. I was trying to work my way around it, but just didn't feel good. And ever since, it's been unbelievable, the hip. So probably should have done that maybe a year or two earlier, but... yeah, it's good enough.
Last season, you were nominated for the Masterton Trophy after persevering through your injuries. What did that mean to you?
I mean, it meant a lot. I mean, like you said, the injuries, especially the blood clots, it kind of got to me a little bit. But I think I did a good job in working hard and staying committed kind of throughout the summer, and my biggest goal was to come back for game one and of the year, and I did that, and that was a big thing for me and for people kind of outside my inner circle to take notified of that. That was big.
Jumping ahead now to the end of this year, just a couple short weeks ago, you had your final game at Honda Center. You were presented with a ping pong table. Yeah. Everyone was there. A lot of love was shown for you. Walk me through that night and how that went for you. I know that we talked a little bit and it was just so special for you and your family.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, it wasn't just for me. It was also very special for my family. And I kind of said that I want to try to keep this on a low profile, maybe not really do anything. But then talking to the family here, my wife, and also back home with parents and whatnot, they kind of decided to maybe we'll do something. It'd be special, not just for me, but also for the kids. They'll remember it and my wife. So ended up with going from maybe not doing anything to doing a small thing, and then before you knew it, kind of like the whole shebang. But, looking back at it now, I'm super happy I did it. Super happy, like I said, a family decision of announcing it and whatnot. The team and the whole organization did an amazing job, and not just for me, but for the kids and my wife as well. It was really special, yeah, kind of weird game to play after all after all that. So yeah.
For your family, getting to raise your young kids in Southern California, and yeah, now they get to go home and they get to be around more of your family, yeah, I'm sure. What has it been like getting to show them, you know, the culture here as well? Just, I mean, you've been here, yeah, for a long time, but yeah, being a part of Southern California and Orange County.
Yeah. I mean, it's been amazing. I think this, I mean, we've traveled a lot, and I generally say that this is probably the place, best place to live in if you got to be somewhere in the, not in Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so it's been amazing. School's been awesome. Like, the neighborhood we're in, like, is really good. It's really well. So the kids are really excited to go back to Sweden. It'd be interesting to see how they fare the first winter. They haven't really experienced experienced the snow yet. So they say they're excited for it. I'm sure they'll be excited for maybe a day or two, and then they're gonna ask when the sun's coming back. So it'd be a little bit of a, I don't know if you could say culture shock, but it'd be a bit different. But we've had an amazing time here for the 11 years we've been here, and I hope, I mean, my boy's six, I hope he'll remember like being here and whatnot. My daughter's four, it'd be maybe a little bit harder for her, but I mean, we've got tons of pictures that we're gonna stuff in their face their whole adultery, but yeah. It's been awesome, not just for me to be able to play here, but also my wife and my kids. It's been great.
Jacob, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our Ducks fans that are listening?
I don't know. I mean,
I think you've said a lot.
Yeah,
but
I've said a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I generally hope that things turn around here. It's like I kind of mentioned earlier, with the fans have been so great. I think the team's in a good spot. I definitely feel like this year we took some strides. It might not have shown in the standings. I don't know how it points to last year, but I definitely think the organization as a whole is going in the right direction. There are some really interesting young players that I thought was really good this year. That's only gonna get better. I'll follow it closely. I'll still be playing for at least another 2 years back home, maybe even more, depending on how the body feels and whatnot. But this is definitely, I'll be checking highlights. I probably won't be watching games because in the middle of the night, but I'll be keeping a close eyes on the guys here, and I'll probably stay in good touch with the Swedish players. But I genuinely think that it's going to be exciting years to come here. It won't be long before this is a team that's going to be in the playoffs and contending. And I'm excited for what the future has for you guys here, for the fans, and even so for the players. So exciting to follow.
Well, we're going to be excited to follow your career as well. Yeah. But I can't thank you enough for taking the time to come in and join us today on Duck Stream. And congratulations once again. You will be missed here in Anaheim, but good luck in the future.
Thank you.
And get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duck Stream.